It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I had a moment this morning and I just thought I'd share it with you because I wonder if you ever have these moments.
Okay.
Do you ever have moments where you're like, good on me?
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself.
No, I always say, thanks for doing that path, Lauren. Like, filled up with petrol the day that instead of being like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow morning, which never works that good, I'm always like, thanks, Pass Lauren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. It's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Though. But that is good. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you.
No, what I mean is, so for example, you being able to say charcuterie.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
When you say it now and you get it right, do you get yourself, just have a little moment inside and be like, yes, I can say that. I didn't used to be able to say that, but now I can say that.
Sure.
You don't?
When I haven't missed my medication, I'm real proud of myself.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, that's...
It's a different vibe, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So they're layers, obviously.
Yes, layers.
There are layers.
Yeah.
Because I had a moment this morning and I was in a rush and I was doing something and I did it really quickly and I finished doing it and I was like, I've come a long way.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I typed an email in a rush without looking at the keys this morning.
Mate.
Thanks. I used to always be a touch type, kind of like look down at the keyboard, like doot, 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 doot.
Yeah.
Times change, mate.
Really?
Times change.
Hang on the toilet? Or were you walking around?
What?
Where were you when you were writing an email without looking? What were you doing?
Standing right here in front of your face. On this side of the desk.
Oh, so you weren't... Oh, so you were pretending that you were listening to me telling you a story, but you were actually typing an email without looking.
Mate,
like some type of murder, kidnap situation.
If you can't tell when my eyes glaze over by now, that's your problem. Good work, mate.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Imagine this. I don't even know how to tell you this story because it's so weird.
Okay.
But you would get this with Indy a lot. Mm. Not so much Goldie yet, although she does laugh at your jokes.
Yes.
So obviously she's getting that comedic dad value. Mm-hmm. Carly is also very funny, but you just seem to like really get the laughs out of her, right?
Yeah.
So you know when your little child is becoming more like you and getting, you know, your type of... The way you say things or maybe the way you do things or little things that they show you, little nuances and things like that.
Yeah.
It must be a really proud moment when you're like, wow, the circle of life.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah, particularly with Indy, she's doing a lot of that gear.
Yeah, and I love it, right? So this is possibly the weirdest thing that's ever happened at our house, but I was just so proud and excited and it was great. So I was cleaning the other day.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I must tell you, I'm going to backtrack about a week.
Okay.
So I actually got the 25th anniversary of Spice Girls' first album, Spice.
Yeah.
On vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I told this story on air, but I definitely mentioned it on socials.
I think we mentioned that it was when it was released or the pre-orders started and you said you were going to get one.
Yes.
And if you're across at Loggy Fawn on socials, you would have seen the unboxing.
Yeah, the unboxing.
The unpacking.
Yeah.
You were like, smells like Zika Zigar. And I was like, that's not Zika Zigar, that's COVID, mate.
That's right. You did. But I got the red posh vinyl because you could choose between the five colours.
Of all the ones to choose,
I love it.
Posh.
I love it. Love it. And it was so funny because I bagged out some other people. I was like, why would you even want ginger or sporty? And then some of my friends were like, oh, I got the ginger one. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, of course there's people. They're all great. Anyway, so I got the vinyl, got the T-shirt. I've had the vinyl. Now our record player sits where the TV is. So we've got a big wall-mounted area that's kind of like a built-in.
Yeah.
So it's very kind of 90s, I guess. Yep. It's all built-in stuff, right?
Sure.
The record player's on the floor. And that was, you know, hooked up. And it's got like a sound, like a full sound system thing that's all built in and everything.
All right, mate. We get it. You've done all right.
No. It was there from the guy whose house it was. So it came with the house, right?
Okay,
so it was very 90s style, right? Tape player and all that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was kind of left on because the other day I was just constant on replay and the neighbours must have loved it. I just kept flipping that vinyl.
Yeah.
Press play, flipping that vinyl.
Yeah.
Putting the needle on it.
Okay.
Beautiful. So I was kind of cleaning around, and Wombi kind of gets out and about in like inside, and he does his own thing. Sometimes he has a snooze on his bed, or whatever. Yeah.
He's not going to sit and have a chat with you.
Well,
dog,
sometimes he does. Really? He's got toys and that, flicks it around, whatever. Anyway, he's just doing his own thing, and then all of a sudden, I hear and this. And I look over, and he's looked at me, and I've looked at him. Somehow, I don't know how he's done it, he has not only put the needle on the record,
yeah,
but started the record play. I'm not joking
so
you.
So he put his paw on like the button that starts it spinning, and then as he's taken his paw off, he's flicked the arm.
I have no idea what he's done, but this started belting out, and he just looked at me looking amazing, like I'm going to get in trouble, and I was like, that's my boy!
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, though, I want to talk about my trip to work this morning, driving in from Lara. You know, I just get off the, well, I don't go on the freeway, but I get hit that bit, cryo gate or whatever it is, where the Homemaker Centre is and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to get petrol this morning.
Okay. So pumping more on Rouge soundtrack? Still?
Not this morning.
Oh, mixing it up.
No. So driving in, I was like, oh, I'll go to United because that's where I pop in, right?
Yeah.
That's the first one on the way to get into town.
All good people.
Yeah, all good people. That's what I will say. And I will name names.
Yeah.
So I pulled in, okay, and I quite often will do that. That's where I'll stop on the way to get petrol on the way to work.
Yeah.
Pull in there, never had a problem.
Mm.
Roll in, usually the only person there. This morning, someone else was there, next pump over. Or the pump I usually go to at that time of the morning. So I just go the next pump over.
Yeah.
Fine. Right? Get there, pop my fuel cap. Get out of the car, walk around, grab the regular unleaded. I'm not on premium coin, put it that way.
Yeah, me.
So I've got it there and pop it in and pull the trigger and nothing happens. And that happens at servos full stop, you know, because the staff has to go and they press the button and it starts the petrol for you, yeah?
Do you constantly keep, like, pulling the trigger?
Not constantly. I'll hold it.
Yeah. Because I keep pulling the trigger because I think, does that make it beep more?
Well, I don't know if it does.
Am I a terrible human?
I'd love to know that. 5223 2955, if you know, if that every time someone squeezes the trigger, does that make it beep? Or does it just beep saying there's someone there?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm standing there holding it and nothing's happening.
Yeah.
And so I look over at the guy and he's there and he looks out the window and then he looks back at the register or whatever. And so he's clearly seen me. So he's clearly pressed the button. Nothing's happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, this seems like it might be broken.
Yeah.
So I look at him again, and he's not gesturing to me or anything, but nothing's happening. And I look back, it's still 0000 on the pump.
Yeah.
Look away again, and then I look back, and it's like 32 cents and like 0.001 or 0.01 of whatever.
Yeah.
Of petrol, right? But I haven't felt any movement. You know when you feel the petrol kicking? You can feel off it goes, yeah? So I felt nothing and I look over and I'm like, oh, it's ticked. So I stand there and I hold it and nothing happens.
Yeah.
So it's still sitting on 32 cents. And so I go, all right, well, this is not working. So I then put it back on the hook.
Yeah.
And then I take it off again and it resets and I put it back in.
Yeah.
And still nothing happens. And this time it's back at zeros, right?
Okay.
So at this point I'm like, there's something going on here.
Yeah, this isn't working.
Take it straight back out again, put it back on the hook and I walk over to the guy. And he goes, oh, hey, sorry, I have to reset the pumps. They're running really slow.
Oh.
Meanwhile, the guy over from the next pump from me has been there for a while.
Yeah.
And so the guy gets on the microphone that I'm talking to and says, hey, mate, can you come over? I have to reset the pumps.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I've got $18 worth in there.
Oh.
You know, so he's been there. He's been at it since before I got there,
so
right?
He's so he's just, oh, poor so, thing, so 10 minutes worth.
So it's really slow, but he's got there, okay? So he's probably only going for $20. So he's right at the end, so he's going to keep going. So I say to the guy, yeah, man, it's not working at all. He goes, yeah, I have to reset the pump. He goes, can you just pay the amount first and then can you just pay the amount now and then I'll reset the pumps? And I was like, yeah, cool, no worries. All I want is $20 worth of petrol.
Yeah.
And so I go to say that to him and he goes, so that's 32 cents, please.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, sorry, what? And he goes, that's 32 cents. I said, Mate, no petrol went through. I could feel in the thing. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
In the nozzle.
I got the literal gas dregs.
Yeah, it just started to tick over. That was probably 32 cents of the petrol going up the tube.
Yeah.
Yeah? Not into me car. Yeah. And he's like, I can't, you know, I have to charge for it. I can't get.
Yeah.
And I was like, mate, that sucks.
Yeah.
I was
like, that is.
Like, I'm happy to buy, I want $20 worth of petrol. I'm happy to prepay it.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, I've got to charge you the 32 cents first. And I was like, all right. And I tapped my card, made eye contact with him the whole
face.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I know that face.
Because this is bull.
It is.
And so then I paid for my 32 cents of vapors.
Yeah.
And I went and got in my car.
Mm.
He's like, oh, I'll reset the pumps. I went and got in the car and I drove off. And I drove and I went to BP just in Norlane there. And where the guy was jamming away to some 90s R&B, cranking it out there in the morning. So I got out of the car. I put $20 worth of petrol in.
Yeah.
No hiccup. And I got to sing along to some amazing 90s R&B.
There you go.
Got back in the car. So saved the experience. But am I being ridiculous saying you shouldn't charge me? Multinational bloody fuel company, charge me that 32 cents because their thing doesn't work.
I feel like the petrol bowsers are like being at the airport. There's something going on where it's a law of their own. It's like cowboy country.
Yeah.
You know, it's like whatever they say goes. Mm. You know, it's scary. It's just like, well, no, but these are the rules. Mm. And if you don't abide by them, the cops would have been called if you drove off with that 30
Absolutely.
Cents.
Absolutely. That's right. Yeah.
And then you would have been.
I would have been in trouble.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I know it's just 30 cents, but I think I would have made a face, dude.
Okay, good. Thank you. Tom and Logan. K-Rock.